Well, if you have the same thing for supper that you had for dinner, you might say, we're going to have
leftovers.
Would you say warm over?
Yeah, warm or leftovers.
Well, maybe it's going to be warm. You can't tell.
No, that's right.
If you either
had,
way, yeah.
You had the best leftovers,
all right. You might say the steak was so tough that I couldn't
chew it.
Chew it? Or bite it or what?
Couldn't chew it.
You said you made mush a while ago. Do you ever make hominy? Do you have hominy mush?
No. I don't think I've ever even tasted hominy. Do you have you?
Yes, we buy canned hominy at home. I don't think we ever saw any around here, though.
Uh-huh.
That's back in Ohio.
I wonder how it's fixed.
It looks like little...
I know it looks like popcorn almost,
yeah,
doesn't it? I think so.
We stayed it like potatoes, I guess, in place of potatoes or something like
put
that.
Put salt and butter or anything on it?
I don't know what you did with it.
You weren't the cook, having to play.
It was warm, I know that.
Yes.
Must have had butter with it. You don't have grits in either. Hominy grits would be something. That's sort of a ground hominy.
I wouldn't know what that is. I've heard of it, but I wouldn't know. I've never tasted it, never seen it.
Well, another word for things like carrots and peas and onions, these are all
vegetables.
And you grow vegetables in behind the house in a little
garden.
And the stuff you put on pancakes.
Syrup or butter.
Maple butter.
Mm-hmm. And what you spread on bread. And for breakfast, you might have a piece of toast with butter, but you might.
Oh, jelly. We'll say our preserves.
Jelly. Mm-hmm. And if I had an apple, and you wanted it, you'd say please. Please give me
a bite, maybe,
or
you
want
a whole
thing.
Apple.
Please give me a.
An apple.
An apple. That's what I. An apple.
Oh.
Or please give me an orange. You'd say. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about. We're trying to distinguish between two groups of boys. We say it's not these boys. It's
the other group.
Or
no.
Not these boys, but
these. No.
Those.
Those boys?
Those, okay.
Yeah.
You wouldn't say them boys.
No, I'd say those.
You ever say something just a little bit, just over yonder? Over yonder?
No, it isn't an expression here with us, yonder.
No.
Mm-hmm. You'd probably say it's over there.
Yes, that's exactly what
you
say.
Yeah, that's right, over there.
Somebody says, don't do it that way, do it
this way.
And, we want to distinguish between two men. We know absolutely nothing about this man, and that man we know that he owns an orchard. So we say, he's the man
that has all the apples or orchard or fruit, whatever.
And we want to distinguish between two boys. We don't know anything about this boy. We know that the father of this boy is very wealthy. So we say, he's the boy
whose father is very wealthy.
Okay. You bite in a cherry and you're apt to hit the
stone. Cherry pit, I suppose. Stone, let me see cherry.
In the middle of a cherry there's a
pit.
Oh, stone. The pit.
Yes.
Cherry
now
pit.
I think perhaps I might say
stone.
Cherry stone and yet
might use
cherry pit. Do we know the pit of a cherry?
Well, how about the peach?
A stone, I'd say it's peach stone.
And there are two kinds of peaches based on their relationship to their stone.
Yes.
King stone and free stone.
Okay.
And we have them.
Yeah,
here on our place. Yeah. Oh, we've had. Now you think I'm lying, but I'm not.
I
when I tell you they're that big around.
Last year we had plenty of moisture and they grew terrible.
Oh, more
bigger
than delicious.
Bigger than usual.
We had one tree that's clingstone and they're lovely flavor, but
the
others were just marvelous.